Chris Lees is our last interview of the morning. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Just on Jim Song, just not 100% again?
No, he's just got a laceration on his leg that just hasn't healed well enough to present at the races. So that's the reason for his scratching, but he's pretty well within himself. But
is it too hard to run next week in the Guineas?
Yeah, it is. No, we'll get the leg right and just reassess which way we go with him.
Okay. These fillies today, Eldorado Dreaming, inside draw again. And look, you'd be looking for another good run heading to the mile next time?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, she's a size winner at the track and distance. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see a figure in the finish. She's probably relying on that little bit of tempo. She's got to be ridden a touch conservative. But from the gate, she might put herself mid-fur without doing any work.
Miss Fabulous, just not, look, she's still... You're still teaching a race sense, and it's slowly getting there, but this barrier's not ideal.
No, again, she's drawn awkward, Ron. So, look, in a perfect world, she'd be mid-furl with cover, but she still has to be ridden conservative out of the gate. So, again, she's very much reliant on the pace of the race, but I can't fault her at home. She's been relaxed in her work, and she's been very strong at the end of her work. So she's more than capable if things go right for her.
And the last Serene Miss, two inconclusive trials. How's she going?
Yeah, I think she'll need to run, Ron, just looking at her. She's worked quite well since them trials, but just looking at her 1,200 first up, she just may come up a run short. But I think she's still in for a good preparation, and she is a quality mare. And Miss Q, the other one, I thought she was really good first up. She just probably died on a run. She's got exposed a touch early, but she's trained on the right way.
Okay. Dorkhan probably needs a few runs, race two.
Yeah, look, he can react fresh, but he probably needs it a touch softer. So he was narrowly beaten in the Craven Plate first up last preparation, but that was on really heavy ground.
How's your Newmarket horses? Graf in her time, Brave Smash.
Yeah, really well. Graf jumped out yesterday. I was really pleased with his piece of work. In her time's in good order, and Brave Smash, yeah, he's really good in the futurity. A bit luckless, but... We're still to decide whether he goes there or the Canterbury Stakes, but he's ticking over quite well.
And Willie Pike came over from Perth yesterday morning to ride Graf in that jump out. Shows he's pretty keen to get, you know, ride this weight and ride Graf.
Yeah, no, it was good to get him over and have a feel of the horse. He's not the best horse to step away from the gate, so it was good that he had a feel of him and a bit of experience for the horse and rider down the straight. So looking forward to next Saturday for him.
Okay. All right, mate. Good luck with all of them.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.